Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is accusing Iran of committing an act of war with an attack on Saudi Arabia's oil infrastructure. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Pompeo was stepping up his rhetoric as he visits Saudi Arabia.
Pompeo blames Iran for the attack and dismisses claims by rebels in Yemen as fraudulent. He says the U.S. intelligence community has high confidence that Houthi rebels don't have the kind of weapons used in the attack on the Saudi oil processing facility.
The equipment used is unknown to be in the Houthi arsenal.
Pompeo was speaking to reporters on board his plane as he arrived in Jeddah for talks with Saudi Arabia's crown prince. He says the U.S. will work with partners to come up with ways to deter Iran. Pompeo is also paying a visit to the United Arab Emirates and will keep working on diplomatic options ahead of the U.N. General Assembly next week. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
An attack in eastern Afghanistan today is the latest violence in that country ahead of presidential elections scheduled for later this month. Jennifer Glass has more from Kabul.
A suicide bombing created the opening for gunmen to rush into the building in Jalalabad that issues government IDs. While Afghan forces rescued some people, the number remaining inside is unclear, as is the number of casualties. Afghans were braced for violence, especially with the Taliban threat on anything connected to the upcoming presidential election. But it's been a particularly deadly week.
NPR's Jennifer Glass in Kabul. Two bombings yesterday claimed nearly 50 lives. The Trump administration says it is revoking California's ability to set its own auto emissions standards. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, it sets up a legal battle that could affect greenhouse gas emissions for vehicles produced nationwide.
The president says a single national standard would let automakers produce cheaper, safer cars. California is promising a lawsuit in what State Air Resources Board Chair Mary Nichols called the fight of a lifetime.
If this prevails, if it were to prevail, because I don't believe it will, millions of people in California and other states that follow our standards will be breathing dirtier air.
In July, four automakers decided it made good business sense to strike a deal with California and use Obama-era emission reduction mandates. Other automakers were reportedly planning to join that deal until the Trump administration launched an antitrust investigation earlier this month. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.
The pace of U.S. home construction rose 12.3% last month to a 12-year high, though much of the increase was in apartment building. While construction of single-family homes and apartments posted their biggest monthly gain since 2016, residential construction fell in the West. It was up in just about every other part of the country, though. On Wall Street, a mixed close today. The Dow up 36 points. The Nasdaq was down 8 points. You're listening to NPR. Michigan, which had already voted to ban flavored e-cigarettes, made it official today, joining New York and barring most sales of the devices. The ban comes as officials investigate reports of serious breathing problems linked to vaping. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services released details of the ban today. It says retailers, including online retailers, will have 1 week to comply. The ban includes menthol and mint-flavored products. President Trump is in California, where he's continued to criticize the state's politicians over its homelessness crisis. But in an event in Los Angeles today, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson took a more conciliatory tone. Anna Scott with member station KCRW says he called for federal, state, and local governments to work together.
During a visit to a homeless shelter, Carson floated several broad ideas for addressing homelessness. A lot of his focus was on getting rid of restrictions that make it hard to build housing in cities like L.A., something progressive activists and politicians in California also want to do.
This is a matter of supply and demand. And if you don't have appropriate supply, what's going to happen?
Carson said he's considering channeling federal grants to cities that make it easier to build. He shot down the idea of expanding Section 8 rental vouchers and defended a proposal to kick households that include unauthorized immigrants out of public housing. For NPR News, I'm Anna Scott in Los Angeles.
Crude oil futures prices slid for a second straight session after a major run-up Monday. However, the market did reverse itself, oil ending the session down 2% to close at $58.11 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is NPR.